Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today is the solemnity of Saint Joseph. A solemnity is the highest day. It's a day of joy and celebration, which means we should lay aside our penitential practices during Lent, temporarily, on this day, to celebrate with family and friends. And especially because today we're celebrating our foster father, our protector, our provider, the great Saint Joseph. Now, God's plan is to create a family in which all the members play their specific part and take care of one another. God gives us the immense dignity of being his adopted sons and daughters, and the further dignity of sharing in and expressing his power and goodness by helping one another. Now, in God's plan, Mary is not only the mother of Jesus, but she's also the spiritual mother of all people. And Joseph was the foster father, protector, and provider of Jesus. And because Jesus continues to live in us, Joseph continues to care for Jesus in us, if we turn to him. But many people don't turn to Joseph. They forget about him. Now, we are free, and neither God nor his saints or angels will force their help upon us. But those who use their free will and turn to Mary or Joseph receive the great benefit of their maternal and paternal care. So the Church encourages us to consecrate ourselves, not only to Mary, but also to Joseph. That means you give yourself to Joseph unconditionally so that you give him unconditional permission to help you in everything. Because that's what Jesus did. Jesus made the conscious decision as the Son of God to place himself under the obedience, care, and protection of Joseph. In imitation of Jesus, we make the same choice by consecration to Joseph, and we receive in return the care of this illustrious spiritual father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Around the age of 23, Teresa of Avila was paralyzed, and finally, after 3.5 years of immense suffering, she turned to Saint Joseph and asked him to help her, and he obtained her miraculous healing. Later, in her autobiography, she writes, "I took for my advocate and Lord the glorious Saint Joseph and earnestly recommended myself to him. I saw clearly that as in this need, so in other greater ones concerning honor and loss of soul, this Father and Lord of mine came to my rescue in better ways than I knew how to ask for. I don't recall up to this day ever having petitioned him for anything that he failed to grant. It is an amazing thing, the great many favors God has granted me through the mediation of Joseph, the dangers I was freed from, both of body and soul. For with other saints, it seems the Lord has given them grace to be of help in one need, whereas with this saint, I have experienced that he helps in all our needs, and that the Lord wants us to understand that, just as he was subject to Joseph on earth, so in heaven, God does whatever Joseph asks." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
And if you want to have a better spiritual life, if you want to go deeper in prayer, if you want to grow closer in your friendship with Jesus, Teresa of Avila says the best person to help you is Saint Joseph. But think of the amazing friendship Joseph would have had with Jesus. So Teresa of Avila writes, "Anyone who cannot find a spiritual master to teach him prayer should ask Joseph, and he will not go astray." She continues, "I have not known anyone truly devoted to Joseph and rendering him special services who is not advanced more in virtue. For in a powerful way, Joseph benefits souls who recommend themselves to him. If the request is somewhat out of line, Joseph rectifies it for our greater good." Then Teresa gives us a challenge. "I only ask, for the love of God, anyone who does not believe me to try, and he will see through experience the great good that comes from recommending oneself to this glorious patriarch, Joseph, and being totally devoted to him." Now, just as the church dedicates Saturdays to Mary, Wednesdays are traditionally devoted to Joseph. So maybe a good way of developing the habit of growing closer to Joseph is pray the Litany of St. Joseph on Wednesdays, or just do something special to stay connected to him every Wednesday. Dedicate Wednesdays to Joseph. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
According to the famous Catholic mystic Mary of Agreda, there are 7 special privileges of St. Joseph. First, for attaining the virtue of purity and overcoming the disordered desires and vice of lust. Second, to get the help we need to escape sin and return to the friendship of God. Third, to increase the love and devotion to Mary. Joseph would be a good one for that. Fourth, to secure the grace of a happy death and protection against the demons at that hour. Why is Joseph the patron of a happy death? Because he had Jesus and Mary with him at his death. so he makes sure we have Jesus and Mary with us at our death. Fifth, for filling the demons with terror at the mere mention of his name. So one of the titles of Joseph is Terror of Demons. Sixth, to gain health of body and assistance in all kinds of difficulties. So just as Jesus took care of all the financial needs of the Holy Family, we turn to Joseph to take care of all our financial needs. And finally, seventh, to secure the blessing of many children in families. The great seven privileges of Saint Joseph. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So, Teresa, I'm going to petition the Vatican to have a new title added to the Litany of St. Joseph. This one will be called Joseph, Patron of Fools. Before I really learned how to do international travel, my wife Sandy and I took our three oldest kids, 13-year-old twins and our 11-year-old, to Medjugorje. Before we left, a friend of mine told me, rather than exchanging money in America, because you won't get as good a rate, just take your debit card and Discover card and get money in Europe. So we flew to Venice because I was friends with the rector of the seminary there. And immediately we went to an ATM at a bank. I inserted my debit card and the bank confiscated it and mailed it back to America. So all we were left with was a Discover card, which no one takes in Europe, and only about $250 in cash. We then had to take a ferry across the Adriatic Sea to Croatia. Now, the ferry ride was paid for ahead of time, but our room was in the very bottom of the ship, in the depths of the hold, and the kids freaked out. So we had to move rooms, which we were billed for when we got off the ship. But because we had no money, the captain wouldn't let us off the ship. So while we were standing there pleading with the captain, our van driver arrived, and he immediately paid the captain. I told him, listen, I have no money. I can't even pay you for this ride. To which he responded, no problem. It's all paid for. So as we drove to Medjugorje, I kept thinking he didn't understand English very well. So I kept explaining that we had no money, we couldn't pay him. And he just kept repeating, it's not a problem. So finally I asked, what's your name? And he said, Beppo. I said, what kind of name is Beppo? He said, oh, it means Joseph. We knew immediately that God had sent Joseph to take care of us in our, or my, stupidity. And from that point forward, people paid for every step of our journey. Every meal, every room, every vehicle, until we arrived home in America. So we went to Medjugorje to thank Our Lady, and she introduced us to Joseph. So don't forget Joseph. Go to Joseph for all your needs, and you will experience his care. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle.
Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, what were you reflecting on?
I thought it was very interesting that obviously we do this podcast every single day, which is a crazy amount of content to produce daily, and to try and maintain quality. So obviously there's that kind of fear sometimes that things will either get repetitive or lose their potency in a way. But I'm amazed that every time I hear that last story, it feels so moving. And I think that's the beauty of things. Obviously, if a story is really good, if something is truly beautiful, it will keep having that effect on you. Like I can keep reading The Count of Monte Cristo or Les Mis over and over again. And because it is not just beautiful, but has such meaning to it, it's always going to mean something to me. So that was very reassuring. And I just thought, what a fantastic meditation. Sometimes I can hear the same thing so often that I stop hearing it in a way. But this one very much resonated.
I think it's easy to forget about St. Joseph.
Oh, absolutely. Well, he's so humble, but that's why we need to pay a little bit more attention, you know? It's like when someone whispers in a tumultuous crowd, you kind of have to lean in.
That's a good point. In 1994, 1995, Mom and I became good friends with the Little Sisters of the Poor in Indianapolis. Mother Josephine, who was there.
Is that who Grace was named after?
That's who Grace was named after.
Grace Josephine.
You can imagine who she was dedicated to. She was a little nun from the Bronx, New York. But the Little Sisters of the Poor are particularly devoted to St. Joseph. Now, they take care of the elderly poor.
Mm.
And they have to beg for everything that they use in their nursing homes. All the food, everything. And whatever they were running low on, they would put a statue of St. Joseph on that thing, and Joseph would miraculously bring it. Now, they take a fourth vow of hospitality. They take a vow of hospitality.
I always forget. I think I care so much about hospitality, but I forget the virtue that goes along with it. And it's a very important thing.
And anyone who would come to their nursing home to eat with one of the residents, they rolled out the red carpet for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's say you were there for supper and you'd like to have a beer for supper. They made sure they had beer.
Mm-hmm.
And one of their homes in Milwaukee. So one of the sisters is in charge of going out and begging.
Mm-hmm.
And they were out of beer. And she was on the bus, the public bus, downtown Milwaukee. And this gentleman in a suit looked at her and said, "Sister, you look like you're worried. What's wrong?" And she explained. And as the man was getting off the bus, he handed her his business card and said, "Come by my office and we'll take care of it." He was the owner of Schlitz Beer.
I'm sure it was very interesting and not an exchange for him, thinking if this sister needs something, that the one thing she needs is a good beer.
But they relied on Joseph, and he came through. We don't experience the great miracles because we always fall into self-reliance. We think we have to make everything happen. Now, don't get me wrong. We have to be responsible.
Mm.
But we have to stop trying to be God. We can't control everything. We can't make everything happen. And we give ourselves so much anxiety by trying to make everything happen, when a little more reliance on God and his saints would make it a lot more peaceful, and it makes life a great adventure.
Yeah. I've had this thought a lot with music. I've spent a lot of time trying to make music entirely on my own, but then I remember the bands I love the most work so well because it's not just up to one person. There's, like, I think of Nothing More. Not only is Johnny Hawkins an incredible vocalist, but their guitar is incredible. I listen to their instrumentals all the time, and it's just, I can't fathom his composition skills. I can barely read their tablature because he's usually using like a 7-string guitar and it's always in a strange and wild tuning. I can't even comprehend what he does, and obviously their drum is incredible, but it's the combination of their genius that makes it so great. And if you're trying to do something entirely on your own, it can only be as good as you are.
Yeah.
Which is good, but if you want to make something truly great, you can only be a part of it.
So why not tap into Our Lady, Joseph, your guardian angels, all these saints? They're right with us.
Mm-hmm.
We just forget and we torture ourselves.
Yeah, the luckiest people in the world are the people who have little to no musical ability and they just wind up in a band with a bunch of geniuses.
Well, we find ourselves in a band with a bunch of geniuses.
But you got to have the humility to just be the worst part of something great, you know?
Well, we are part of the band of saints. St. Joseph, pray for us. So let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.